I think it would have been in response to articles in the Cambridge Evening News, where they probably would have felt criticised that there wasn't something like this in Cambridge and there were in plenty of other cities. That kind of public pressure that not shamed them into it, but made them realise that this wasn't going to go away, that the people campaigning were quite well organised and were quite consistent in their message and their demands and could clearly get hold of the local media and get stories told.